My full name is Jeffrey Arnold Tetzloff, and I'm from North Judson, Indiana, and I've been working for Creek Carrier February 15th, 1991, 27 years.
All right, and so tell me a little bit about this recent opportunity that you had working as a driver for them.
Okay, the CEO of Creek Carrier got a phone call from the ATA, which is the American Truck Association, and said that they have an event with some senior government officials coming up on Thursday, April 12th. And so they called him up and asked him if he wanted to come. And he said, sure. And how many people can we take? And he said, oh, you can take two or three. So he said, well, I'll take my wife. And ATA said, well, you take somebody else in the office with you. And the CEO said, well, how about a driver? ATA CEO Chris Spear says, sure, that'll work. He said, let me pick one. I got 5,000 drivers that work for me. And I'll go through the records, and we'll get back with you. So he did that, and he submitted my resume and said, that's excellent. Jeff can go. And so he calls me up one day and asks me, and I didn't know what he was talking about at first. And I said, sure, I'll meet with him. And we're out of Lincoln, Nebraska, and I thought, okay, you know, let me be in Lincoln or Omaha, no problem. He said, no, Jeff, we're flying you to Washington, D.C. I said, wow. So I got an email two or three days later from the White House, and I called my boss up and I said, are we meeting the president? And he said, it's a very good chance. He said, it all depends. So, but it's not a 100% go, but fairness to you, I have to tell you, because you have to pack some nice clothes since you're an over road driver. I said, that's not a problem. I'll take care of that. And a few days later, it was a 100% go. So he said, Jeff, I've been thinking about this. Why don't you just fly with me? And I said, wow. So I flew up in a corporate jet with CEO of Warner Trucking, which is Derek Leathers, and a couple drivers and another lady that is in the office. And their names were Quentin, Marvin, and Kathy. And then CEO Creek Carrier Ton Osgard, his wife Holly, and myself. And I don't know what else to say besides, you know, you got to make sure everything's done right, and security, of course. And you get to the White House, and you got a couple checkpoints. And there was only 150 people invited to this event.
Wow, that is really interesting. That's so great that you got that opportunity. Did they ever mention, like you mentioned, there are so many drivers to choose from. Is there a reason that they picked you out of all of them? I know that you've been named the driver of the year two times and also serve on the safety board. So you think that might have been a reason?
Yes, it's the whole resume. Now, I don't know what the CEO, Ton, put down, but I know he did say that. I'm a trainer. I'm a mentor. I'm on the ARB, Accident Review Board. I got 3.5 million miles safe driving. I've been there 27 years. Of course, it was my resume.
Yeah, that's so great. And that's really neat that you got the chance to do that. And that it kind of happened also suddenly, too. They were sort of just like, maybe, and then you were on a corporate jet.
Right. Experience from A to Z, from we left Lincoln at 6:30, Lincoln, Nebraska, 6:30 Thursday morning. The president would speak at 10 till 2 Eastern time, and we arrived a couple hours, 1,100 miles from Lincoln to D.C. Takes just a couple hours, and then you fly back in Lincoln. We was back in Lincoln. I was at my motel at 8 o'clock at night. It's just like a normal day for business people.
Right.
for me, it was a big deal.
Yeah, of course. And so tell me a little bit about what you got to do when you got to D.C. and then the presentation, I guess, that you were a part of.
Well, I wasn't involved in all that, but just being there and invited and seeing all congressmen. I have another picture. I think it might be on Facebook. I met another congressman. We had a meeting with them. He was after watching a speech with the president. His name was Pete Sessions, a congressman from Texas. And we're in his office, and they're talking their politics and tax reform and a bill's coming up. The event was about president making remarks on tax cuts for the American workers and what does this mean to you. That's the topic. When corporations get tax cuts, they got more capital, and then they can spread it to their employees, buy equipment, build terminals, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what it was about. And they talked about that for a little while. And I'm sitting there, and then Pete Sessions gets up and says, okay, you guys ready for pictures? And, you know, of course, there's seven of us, four from Warner and three from Crete. And I noticed a Texas Tech blanket on his couch. So it was my turn to take a picture. I said, thank you for this opportunity. I said, are you a Texas Tech fan by any chance? And me being from Indiana, I'm a Bobby Knight fan, and Bobby Knight went there to coach a few years at the end of his career. He said, yes, I am, Jeff. I said, well, I hope you're a Bobby Knight fan. And they took a couple pictures, and he said, stop, hold on just a minute. He backs up, gets in his closet, and he's fumbling around in his closet for like 30 seconds, and I just look around, you know, because there's other cameras there besides just the people I was with. They had their own photography and people there, and he comes out, and I go, do you got a Bobby Knight picture? He said, yes, I do. So there's a picture of us on Crete's Facebook page. My high points on this is having Indiana ties. Vice President Pence from Indiana, and then we met Sessions, and he had ties with Indiana with Bobby Knight. I just thought that was so cool and just unique, and that's why I thought that I'd bring that up.
Yeah, and I think that that's a really interesting way to sort of localize the story that, you know, you went all the way to Washington, D.C., and then had, yeah, like you said, these Hoosier ties, so
right.
That's really neat. Okay, and then so just sort of for some background on what you do with your job, I know you kind of said that you had no problem just driving to Nebraska, so where does your job as like a driver take you?
Okay, I'm an OTR, which is an over-road driver, so I drive all 48 states. Been doing that for 34 years and been at Crete Carrier for 27, so I get to see the whole country is what I do for a living.
That's really neat. And most recently, you got to go to Washington, D.C., so.
Yeah, and it's not all about me. It was representing 5,000 drivers for Crete Carrier. I was the only one picked. And then I said, I'm representing all the truck drivers out there. And there's like 3 million drivers out there. Now, I don't know how many drivers was there. Like I said, there was only like 150 people invited. I know there was two from Warner and me with Crete, right? There's three. And I think there was only a couple more truck drivers there. They were all the CEOs and business people. So it was a big honor for me to be there.